Hello and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Hull. We're on the last day here with a really just a nice different change of pace with Dexter Sullivan. First time you're on here, Dex, right?
First time.
And it's been, what do you think? You
awesome. Like
it? It's been awesome.
I love it.
It's kind of nice having it here. We're kind of
in Tulsa
in your office.
Having here. A good time.
If this is your first day, or if you haven't heard the previous days, you can listen at billybrim.com, billybrim.org, which one you ever choose, billybrim.org. Listen to the archives. This is the second week of September they'll be playing, that they'll be archived.
Right.
So we've just been talking about, honestly, just who you are, Dexter, and then the Lord just speaking on your heart.
His goodness,
you can see it in this office, can't you? I said it earlier, you can see all these influential people the Lord's used and who they've given themselves to the Lord, and they've had fruitful ministries, and you see Dexter with them arm in arm from my grandma to the Bradys to ministry leadership here, magazine. He's a couple magazines. He's got the Man to Man Project. He's got, is that what the Uncommon Man is?
That is
about the Man to Man Project.
The Tulsa people did that spread a few years ago.
What is? Tell me if someone wants to know what the Man to Man Project is.
We started the Man to Man Project in 2010. Actually, it was my senior year at ORU, and it's a mentoring program that we facilitate in Tulsa public schools, giving back to at-risk kids.
Very cool. And so, how old is that? Please?
It's been 4 years.
Four years.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, we've supported several students, helping them to get into school, raising money for scholarships, and it's been very rewarding.
Is it something that if I wanted to help, I could contact you and
right.
be a part of
that? That website is themantomanproject.com.
Okay. So just kind of, you know, like I was saying, just looking around the room here, and you can just see all the different people, you know, the Lord is just connected with Dexter, and that's something, you know, Dexter Sullivan, he's just an anointing, a passion. It's just a
stop that.
Well, it's not you, it's burns in you, you know.
Yes.
When I was telling you I see certain things, I just, it hurts, and you like when I see bad design, I like design photography, and I see bad design or bad
you're
photography
awesome
and it hurts
that.
and you're like, well, it's your passion, and that's your passion, people, relationships. Okay, let me tell you guys this. Let me just give you a little scoop. I walk into the building, and Dex is like, Jay, come here. I want you to meet someone. That's how I meet Dexter every time I meet him. It's like, Jay, come here. I want you to meet someone. That is, if you meet Dexter one-on-one, he's going to do that. If you come to his office, he's going to be like, hey, so-and-so, come on, I want you to meet someone. That's what he does.
And then I'm going to feed you.
He's going to feed you. He's going to come and meet someone. He's going to introduce you to everyone. And that's just his love. And, you know, the time before, he's like, I want you to meet someone over here. And we went to this flower shop.
That's right. Yes.
So that's just what Dexter does. But it's been a privilege and honor to have you on this week. And Dex, just
likewise, thank you.
Just flow from your heart. I know we were talking about yesterday, Jesus is working in us, and separation will be that end time. We'll be that generation that'll see the move.
Hallelujah.
The third move that will never cease, that won't end but keep going. And we kind of ended there. You can talk if you want to go off that, or just share with whatever. We have about 8-9 minutes.
The church is rising. I believe that this is to be our finest hour, an hour of power.
Yeah.
Where there's demonstration, and there's ebbs and flows of it happening, where we're hearing about miracles, signs, wonders, all of these things happening in different nations, some things in America. I believe there's a special visitation, one that has been prayed for and labored for and poured in the bowls of heaven that are talked about in Revelation. And we are on the verge of something very great. I think the calls to prayer that major voices and prophetic voices in the body of Christ have been making these last
right.
few years
right.
are simply preparing us for the great harvest. And here in prayer recently, the Lord told us to begin to ask for specific harvests. And we all know Matthew 9, 37, 38, pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he might send forth, thrust forth, howler out these laborers into the harvest to go and gather it. And he began to talk to us about how there are specific harvests, and we can pray for specific nations, all 196 identified by the United Nations Charter. There are Burmese harvests. There are Chinese harvests. There are Korean harvests. There's Zimbabwean harvest.
Cool.
United States harvest that we can ask for, according to Psalm 2 and 8, ask for the nations, and I'll give them to you as inheritance. We have those different harvests specified here in America. Lord, give us the next generation in our land. We want that. We can break it down to territories and places that we know. He said, every place that the sole of your foot treads, there shall I give you the land. We can begin to ask for those places as the Lord leads us and to do different things there.
You know, you mentioning that, and that's been something that's been on Billy Branham, my grandmother. Her heart is awakening. An awakening.
An awakening to God.
An awakening. You know, we just thank you, Father, for that awakening.
Yes.
How long has that been burning in you? That's really, you know, with prayer. How long has that been kind of stirring in you guys?
You know, I don't know that we've ever gotten away from it. We've been...
Since kind of day one.
We've been flowing in this prayer assignment for Tulsa, specifically for the last 4 years. And there's been a strong unction to prepare for what's coming for us. There's a lot of prophecy specifically about Tulsa that we know of, and definitely things that we know nothing of.
Sure.
But we know that Tulsa will be one of the places, the breadbaskets, the oil capitals in reserve in the spirit and in the natural, that there will be a place here for people to come and receive something from the Lord, and that it will be dispensed to the nation and the nations of the world. And we've had a number of things here recently. A woman had a vision of seeing those olive leaves going out, sending them as healing into the nations from Tulsa. We've had others to see the conquering lion, seeing Jesus walking the streets and the ministry of healing that was exemplified so greatly through Oral Roberts and Brother Hagin and Brother T.L. and Daisy Osborne and others that have led in healing ministry here in the city. And there's still being reservoirs of that anointing still here.
Right.
Tulsa's a healing city.
Right.
And in the last days, that'll be one of the calling cards to the lost, the healing, the miracles, the demonstration of the Spirit, signs and wonders following the Word.
You've kind of almost seen it like a, in the natural, almost like a fight against it.
Oh, yeah. But that
lets
you know.
And that could go for any city.
Any place.
But we're just specifying Tulsa because that's where we are right now.
No, I think the fight has been great. Attacks that have come, and some even unto death, you know that those things are not in vain and they're not by happenstance.
Right.
And at this point, it's too late in the game to drop out, to back out. We're in it to win it. And the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, but the violent take it
by force.
That's right. Take the kingdom. And take the land and the territory. I believe that the Lord is downloading divine strategies to empower the church to truly be able to take it by force, to be able to get into spiritual combat and wage war victoriously. It's one thing to pray absent of faith, but it's another thing to pray and release the spirit of faith.
Yeah.
Where you begin to take the sword of the Spirit and do battle with the enemy. But it's knowing those promises, praying the scriptures, praying the prophecies, praying the promises, and calling for those things that have been reserved for an appointed time.
Right. Now, is it, since we're talking about Tulsa, is this somewhere you see the Lord, you know, having you? I mean, operate, a place of operation, and, you know, put on your heart, because Tulsa is so much, but you're from Michigan too, so.
I am not from Tulsa, but now having lived here 7 years, I can look back at trying to exit prematurely and it not happening. And wondering why. And I do believe the Lord has led many to stay and to even travel here. Pastor Paul Brady had a work in Ireland, and the Lord called him here. I believe it's significant. We even have similar anointings for prayer, and that call, really, I believe that the Lord sent intercessors to help dig out those wells for the reigniting. One of the prophecies that Brother Hagin gave in 2003, concerning the move of God, he said that there would be an igniting of glory, that this move of God would be fired again, and that we would see the glory of God manifest. And the Bible says the whole earth is full of his glory, but the manifest glory, the Shekinah, when it falls and it comes into a place, it comes into an atmosphere, things change. And I believe we're coming into a season of abiding presence and great glory.
You know, that's the one thing that we are supposed to live in and experience is heaven.
I was made for it.
And you know, that's the one thing that, what's the one thing that separates heaven from any other place?
The glory of God.
The glory of God, the presence of God. And that's what abides in you.
Thank you, Lord.
The one place that actually makes heaven, heaven abides in us.
Release it, Lord.
And we thank you that it's in us. And that's what's going to be released is heaven manifested. You know, actual power.
Yes.
Can't deny it.
It's going to come and meet us before it catches us up and takes us up there.
That's exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
We're going to look back on this and just be like, man, remember when we were talking about it and we're excited? And then we'll, at that place, we'll be like, and so many levels of it.
And the school, happening. I feel like we're in the school of the Spirit.
Right.
That before we enter into the eternal realm, that we would have a training unto righteousness so that we can take as many with us when we go.
Yeah. Dex, if I want to get under you and like under your message and prayer and under your vision, and I'm in the Tulsa area located, and I, because you have Tulsa House of Prayer, you have a lot of things.
Tulsa House of Prayer, we launched here in 2014. We meet on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays, rather. The schedule's on the website, prayerpowertulsa.com. Again, that's prayerpowertulsa.com. And we'll be expanding that schedule shortly. We've also got the conference coming up, our annual conference, A Gathering of Prayer 2014, which we're extremely excited about. We'll be having Dr. Billy Brim, Pastor Lynn Hammond, Pastor Paul Brady, Tommy and Brenda Todd, myself, many others. We're going to be, I believe, it's a Moed time where the Lord is really going to download some things to us concerning the times that we are in for prayer.
That's exciting, man. And again, any person out there, young person, medium person, old person,
anybody, all people,
you need to get under a vision. You need to serve to receive an honor in your life. You serve honor. If there's a place you can do that, you can do that under Dexter Sullivan's ministry and the call of God on his life. Because this
or anywhere the Lord would call you.
Anywhere the Lord calls you. But if this is a place, this is an opportunity, and you're here right now. Another place you can reach out to, my grandmother's ministry, who served under Brother Hagin for so many years. Billy Brown Ministries, Prayer Mountain, the Ozarks. Our number is 417-336-4877. And as she always says, as Mimi always says, shalom, shalom.